if the history of cacao were a 24-hour cycle, the glossy chocolate bars that we love and the confections that we love would only occupy a few seconds. The rest belongs to cacao and chocolate drinks.
The cacao industry collapses in 1920s and it becomes a sort of forgotten crop for the next probably 50, 60 years. The funny thing is, after the collapse, I mean, Ecuador being Ecuador, we got into a time of economic crisis, depression, a few revolutions, overthrow of presidents. So what Homero Castro did was to start traveling around and trying to find the best genetics. And the best genetics in his terms were plants that were highly productive and they were resistant to disease. It produces a lot, so it helps farmers a lot.
Learn more about the deep origins of cacao on the next episode of The Slow Melt.